Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WSD Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are five-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday. Boom.
Boom.
Why is that?
I mean, do you like lasers going in your eye?
No, that's why I've never done lasers.
Under what conditions would you do LASIK? 13 white claws, 2 Ambiens, and a couple of Vicodin?
Yes. If that was included in the LASIK package, I would probably do it. But here's my thing. It says look straight at the laser. Like, what if it's to the left or the right? Dunzo. Then all of a sudden, I'm Captain Pirate Kyle.
What are we talking about?
College football, couple weeks away. Let's go. You a Trojans fan now?
I mean, it's that USC chant.
Yeah.
The only game I've been to at USC is the time we beat them like 13-7. The most miserable game ever. But they played that after like a 2-yard game. Like it seemed like it was egregious.
It is. I mean, think about like when they
I think the band director got paid more based on how many times he queued up that song or that little.
I think the band director, they have to swap him out every couple of years because he has to go through Tommy John because his arm is just all mangled and his rotator is blown out.
He's in the Walk of Fame at USC. What other fight songs do you know?
That's actually the only one. Oh, what is Michigan? Like, hail to blah, blah, blah. Fight, fight, fight. It's Hail to Victor, I think, the Michigan fight song.
What about this?
That's not a fight song.
No, it's UW's. Unofficial.
So, University of Wisconsin, the fourth quarter, they play Jump Around, and the fans just go nuts. It's amazing. Start throwing people in the air.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Came to win. Without me, that's a sin. Don't pay it. Yeah. Could have got there. Almost got there.
Did.
What about U of A? Do they have any traditions?
Yeah. Go down to University Street, go to Gentle Ben's or Dirtbags and get after it. Because the Wildcats are taking a loss this Saturday, no matter who they're playing. It's not basketball season.
Khalil Tate for Heisman.
Wow. Remember that campaign? Remember when?
Wow. Remember when?
We ruined Khalil Tate's career? Wow. We were on that train.
I had a lot of donations. A lot of people contributed to the Khalil Tate Heisman campaign.
I know.
What would that be the equivalent of?
Speaking of Heisman, there's a lot of talk this year. Bama versus Clemson. Who's one? Who's two? 2-0 or Taylor Lawrence from Clemson? Who do you like? You pick right now. You got to pick one quarterback. Are you going 2-0 from Bama? Yeah. You going Taylor Gruber. Lawrence?
Jay Gruber.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Cheney. Now plays for the Cougs. It's
wow.
About
you're not go no Clemson, no Bama.
It's like picking LeBron for MVP.
LeBron hasn't won in like 5 years.
That's a safe pick. That's what I'm saying. Taylor Lawrence, or it's Tui, right?
Tua, yeah.
Tua.
T squared.
Let's go with Lawrence. Dabo. I can see Dabo. I see Dabo as a more enjoyable coach, just from demeanor and what I've seen. Yeah, that's not hard, right? Very compressed. But I'll say that I think if there's, you know, a game down the stretch and it's all about highlights and what the media, you know, members remember from certain games, I would say Dabo would side on the fact of maybe getting Mr. Lawrence a, you know, 30-yard out route to win the game or something to that effect, whereas Nick Saban wouldn't give a shit. He'd just tell Tua to hand the ball off at the one.
Right. So I looked into this a little bit.
Thank you.
Tui?
Sure. Tomato.
He threw for 4,200 yards last year and 43 touchdowns. All year, he was the favorite to win the Heisman. Late season slump, ankle was banged up. Horrible game against Georgia in the SEC title. Threw for one touchdown, two interceptions, 163 yards. He lost momentum right there. That cost him his Heisman run. Meanwhile, Trevor Super Soft Lawrence threw for 3,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, and he split time in the first five games. But he got hot. Clemson got hot. Last 10 games, Clemson averaged 542 yards, 47 points per game. I just think this year, ACC is what they always are. The SEC's tough. Clemson plays Syracuse. They play at A&M. But besides that, it's a pretty light schedule. I think Lawrence is going to have a monster year. And right now, he's in the driver's seat, in my opinion.
Where is Clemson?
South Carolina.
Where is Alabama?
Alabama.
Who cares? Exactly. Who cares? Let's talk about some West Coast Heisman hopefuls, can we?
But you want to hear about my dark horse? You want to hear about my dark horse? Everyone's talking quarterback.
Wait a second. You're
everyone's
putting
talking quarterback.
You're putting me on our coast right now. Dark horse. I want to hear about your lead horse. I'll tell you my lead horse.
Wow, don't interrupt me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it was going to tie into the Bama thing.
I'm tired of hearing about
Alabama. Najee Harris, running back from Bama. You know why I'm on Najee? Because he grew up in the Bay. Antioch, running back. Number one recruit in the nation, 2017. No longer has to split carries with Josh Jackson or Damian Harris. It's his time to shine. He's your Heisman host, Bull. He plays in Bama, but he reps the Bay.
I've heard Antioch is a really tough neighborhood.
Yeah.
It is. No, it's not. Come on.
I don't know. I had to make the fans think this was a SEC-ACC podcast, but then we turn it right back around to the Bay Area.
There you go. Can we actually talk about Pac-12 teams?
Yeah. I want to talk about
Quick question. If you were to pair the Pac-12 down to 10, who would you eliminate?
Man, you know who I'm eliminating. The Buffs and the Utes.
Yeah, I kind of like the Buffs.
But although the Utes are the favorite in the South this year. So I don't know if we can get rid of them.
Heisman hopeful. Lead front runner for me, Khalil Tate again.
I don't think anyone listening to our podcast from Corvallis, so let's get rid of the Beavers.
I like it, yeah. Pac-12, do you want Heisman hopefuls or do we want to get into kind of the state of the conference? Do you see the ACC, this ACC network's going to debut on ESPN Plus in like 2 weeks?
I don't know. Is that the rumor?
Yeah. So let me round it back to the Pac-12. So ACC network's
going
to be
relevant. Let's start with Heisman hopefuls in the Pac-12. It should be a pretty short list. We can get into the conference.
Okay, Herbert, and Gubrid.
There you go.
Who do you got?
But does Herbert have a chance?
A bear?
Hmm.
A bear has a chance. Herbert doesn't. A bear has Go ahead.
You know what? Herbert's biggest roadblock is?
He's in Eugene.
The Pac-12 network only has 10 subscribers.
Exactly.
No, no one's going to see him play, number one, because no one watches the Pac-12 network. Number two, everyone's asleep, and the games are too late in the Pac-12. We need earlier games for the Pac-12.
So did you hear our boy, who's the guy that had the San Jose Mercury? Wilner.
Wilner, yeah.
I like Wilner. He reports. He's a very, very good reporter. He came out and said that they're considering moving games to 9 a.m. 9 a.m.
It's so early.
Could you imagine that?
Are we talking about conference games? Or
conference games, game day. Could you imagine that? I mean,
that's early. Can you imagine that as a player or as like the student body?
Both. Think about that. Player. Oh. I mean, you're in bed by, you got to be in bed by like 9.
Yeah. But why 9 a.m.? Why can't they play at noon?
Well, because you play at noon, that's when, you know, it's at 3 p.m. I don't think that's an odd time. They figure that's like the gap, right? So I wake up. You have, you know, probably noon start times. Actually, when is game day generally go from 9 to 10?
No, it's I think it's 8 to 10.
All right, so one generally noon to.
So now with that tidbit of knowledge, I think WST should move to 7:30 a.m. and steal those fans before they watch game day. We're making moves too, Wilner.
That's not a bad idea.
We'll be on the Ocho.
Have you seen the Ocho's back?
Yeah, they're like Ocho. Advertising it, banner ads.
I know. It's great. All right, so I talked about the players. You're in bed by 9.
But
you're a fan. Could you imagine that? You're sucking down a Bloody Mary at 6 a.m.?
Well, the student body are going to treat Pac-12 games like it's Vegas. They're just not going to even go to sleep.
Probably right. Or just the Husky Stadium allows you to sleep in the stadium the night prior to. Just bring a sleeping bag, wake up, game time.
So can I cancel my reservation at the Westin on the 7th? J-Mo's going to be like, where are we sleeping? I'm like, Husky Stadium, I got a deal.
2 for 1. We have to sleep upright. Yeah. We'll be okay. You're right. No one watches the Pac-12 Network. No one can get the Pac-12 Network. You think Hulu has the Pac-12 Network?
No, no one does. if you had to hire a sales rep right now and your boss came to you with someone who had a resume that said Pac-12 sales specialist, would you hire them?
No.
Well, you, there you go.
If you're
they need to up their sales game.
Well, first off, it's Larry Scott's responsibility. Like, when's the last time you saw the Pac? I see the ACC network getting promoted all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw, you know, Pac-12 network. Because it's on, like, Root Sports. Only people in Montana and Idaho get.
Yeah.
It's a really big market for us to get into. Heisman
but the reason why we're talking about this is because Herbert's one of the top quarterbacks.
Hey, Bear.
No one's going to see him play. And it's a shame. But you know where his chance is? Week one, they play in Texas versus Auburn. Everyone's going to see that game. Ducks got to win. He's got to throw 5 touchdowns, 400 yards at least.
What unis do you think they're going to wear? I bet you they wear some reflective metallic that blinds the opposing team when they go try to tackle them.
I think they should.
And then shoes that strap on and allow you to fly. I absolutely do agree with you. Jake Eason's another guy who plays for UW, obviously, went to Lake Stevens High School up north.
He's coming home.
He already came home. He's home.
Yeah.
The matter is, can he win the starting job? You know, there is no one more transparent than a guy like Mike Leach, where he probably picked up the phone, called Gabe Guber and said, hey, you just graduated. You want to come here and throw for 6,000 yards and potentially be in a Heisman race and rewrite some records? Yeah, coach, that sounds good. When Peterson calls Jake Eason, hey, do you want to come here, compete for a job? You know, it's going to be a tight race. So I feel like Jake is probably in a decent position, but I also think he might be limited by the fact that Coach Peterson's not going to put him out there just to put him out there.
6'6", transfer from Georgia, 2016, number 5 recruit in the country. Mama Martin's happy. Marcy Madden's happy. Kelly Rehorn's happy. Let's go, Huskies.
What's a Husky?
Wow. Are you scared? Are you scared of UW this year?
I can be scared of them. I can't be scared of them. The answer is we haven't won an Apple Cup in 7 years. So
yeah.
And then someone reminded me that the last Apple Cup we won, I think the Huskies went 2-10. So,
well, Tim Pullman this year, right?
I think the conference. No, it's in Seattle. I think the conference will be up this year. I think what Wilcox is doing with Cal, Khalil Tate for Heisman,
Herm Lewis,
Big Herm and Marv. What other Heisman hopefuls do you have coming out of the pack? Gig Guberud, all the quarterbacks, Khalil Tate, Gig Guberud, Justin Napier.
Get my boy JT Daniels, USC.
Oh, dude, he's horrible.
He's not even a shoo-in for the job. He's got to fight for it this year.
Who's he fighting with?
I don't even know. Like, I think it's like Jake Snell.
Yeah. Snell golf balls.
Yeah.
How's UCLA look with Chip this year?
They look good. They finished the year a lot better than they started last year. So Chip's finally able to get his players, get his system in. I think they're going to be competitive. I think the Pac-12 South, it's going to be Utah and USC. And then from there, everyone is going to be scratching and clawing to get to that 3 spot.
I'm trying to think. U of A, yeah, U of A, ASU, USC, UCLA, Colorado. Utah's good. Someone has said they have
potentially one of the top five defensive lines, front seven.
Well, they're, I forget their defensive end. He's like top 20 player based on Mel Kiper.
I ain't scared of no draft. All right. Any other Heisman hopefuls you want to dig into?
Yeah, I do. Quarterback from Nebraska, Adrian Martinez. Why are we talking about Nebraska, Kyle? Because he's from Clovis. Shout out to Fresno. Sophomore year, Scott Frost is looking for a bounce back. Adrian Martinez is looking for a bounce back. He's my breakout player. If they can put up some big numbers, if they can go double digit in the Big Ten, who knows? Maybe he's another dark horse.
How long is Adrian? Is he like a seventh year senior? I feel like he's been around a long time.
He's just a sophomore.
No, he's not.
Fact check me.
Okay.
I mean, he might be a redshirt sophomore.
I feel like we're getting a little stretch here from this. How you're connecting.
Well, yeah, it was a rough morning. I couldn't get my contacts in.
He is from Fresno.
Yeah. Fact check number one, right?
Boom. Would you say Clovis?
I said Clovis West High.
You know, Fresno is the best little city in America, or that's what they strive to be.
But that's Reno.
I think there's a lot of those cities.
He's a sophomore. Right. You need a fact check.
Who else you got? Who's ultimately going to win the Heisman?
It's going to come down to Clemson and Bama, and it's going to be a quarterback. That's how it always is. But the last two Heisman winners have come from Oklahoma.
It's true.
Lincoln Riley can groom a quarterback. Jalen Hurts transfer from Bama.
Ooh.
I mean, Oklahoma always puts up big numbers. So Jalen Hurts will probably be in the thick of it, but I think it's going to come down to Clemson and Bama. Just how we started this podcast is how we're ending it.
Boom.
Boom.